Nolte, Taylor Swift's alleged stalker rearrested minutes after release without bail. By John Nolte on January 25, 2024. Taylor Swift's alleged stalker was rearrested Wednesday just minutes after being released without bail in Democrat-run New York City. Prosecutors say David Crowe, a 33-year-old Seattle native, has staked out Swift's Tribeca home more than 30 times in the last 2 months. Prior to this latest arrest, Crowe had been arrested twice over just 3 days. Once on Monday after an arrest 2 days earlier. The Monday arrest involved disorderly conduct after police officers said they saw him harassing people. He was then charged with 2 counts of harassment and 2 counts of stalking. Witnesses told the New York Post that Crowe had been hanging around Swift's neighborhood for a few weeks. Neighbors describe Crowe as a prowler who has been seen lurking around Swift's doorway. "He's been around since Christmas time," one resident told the Post. "The first couple times we saw him, he was sleeping on our stoop or the neighbor's stoop smoking constantly." Nevertheless, after arrest number 2, he was still released without bond, without charges, and apparently went right from the courthouse revolving door to Swift's neighborhood, where he was spotted rummaging through a dumpster across the street from Swift's Tribeca home at around 1:35 p.m. Crowe is in custody, for now. "Just for a moment, forget about Taylor Swift. I'll get back to that, but forget about the whole celebrity thing. Why would anyone want to live in a city where, if the allegations are accurate, one man is allowed to degrade a neighborhood's quality of life in this way for weeks and weeks?" According to residents and police, this guy has been making everyone miserable since Christmas. "He's allegedly harassing people, sleeping on their stoop, rummaging through their garbage, when he has no business being there. He doesn't live there. Listen, when it comes to criminal justice and the rights of the accused, you will never find a bigger bleeding heart than mine. If you watch Law and Order, I'm the obnoxious ponytail defense attorney telling Mr. Assistant District Attorney so-and-so his warrant is about to get thrown out of court. The state terrifies me. Always has. But once the state has been adequately challenged by opposing counsel and everyday Americans in the form of a jury have rendered a verdict, the ponytail comes off because it's time to throw away the key. Regardless, loitering is and should be a crime. Laws against loitering are crucial to protect our quality of life. What's more, once you stop enforcing quality of life crimes like loitering, that's where the downfall of a neighborhood begins. It all goes back to the broken windows theory. If a factory doesn't replace its broken windows, people will think it's okay to grab a rock and break the others. If quality of life laws like pandering, sleeping in the street, and loitering aren't enforced, criminals will treat the area like the Wild West. Only in New York, carjacker foiled in Manhattan, jumps on roof of moving car to try to escape police. The Taylor Swift element is nothing to slough off. Assuming everything alleged here is true, you have a belligerent 33-year-old man obsessed with her. Obsessed enough that prosecutors say he staked out her apartment 30 times over the past 2 months. Even by my standards, that's nuts. During the darkest point of my life, back in 1990, I only staked out Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio's house a few times. And it wasn't even her house. I got the spelling confused. You can imagine my surprise when a furious 65-year-old Marcello Mastroianni stormed out of his villa and turned the sprinklers on me. If everything reported here is true, David Crowe is a real danger to Swift. A menace to the neighborhood, and nothing serious is being done about it. And that is a shame, but when you vote for Democrats, you get what you vote for, and this is what you get. You can bet the house most of these people, including Swift, vote Democrat, so they have nothing to complain about. This is what they wanted, no? If some weirdo starts hanging out in my neighborhood for no good reason, it won't happen twice. But I live in normal America. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, free, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hoki, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.